This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Cute and Denise Dirks, and our three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, Cal Hunter, behind the glass, doing a great job of answering phones, turning dials, pressing buttons, and staying at least 6 feet away from us and behind the glass. Denise, good job staying more than 6 feet away. You're about 8 feet. Todd, you're 5 feet. About 5 feet and
six inches. I'm 6 feet away.
Now you're 6 feet. I'm going to call the city on you. That's all there's to
say. Okay.
Hold on. Those of you who are listening, Officer Jones. Yeah, but who do you have? Well, I got to jump these sex offenders off really quick here. Grandma Jones is over here, and Denise Jones. And we'll pick it up. Yep. Yeah, sisters. They're not supposed to be talking to each other. They were 5 feet apart. We're taking them in. Oh, by the way, the murderer over there, drop him off. He's okay. Bring him out. You don't want him getting coronavirus.
And before you calling us, we are in communications, and that is considered an essential industry, unlike someone who sells toilet paper. Just passing that along.
And you know, more importantly, the ABA has done a resolution to make sure that the lawyers get declared essential services federally.
Right, and this is what's funny, because I've heard people say, in our law firm, you know, we are there working sometimes, but we stay 6 feet apart, and staff rotate. We don't come in, and they're not required to, by the way. We don't require them to come in, but we have to take care of our clients, and they're like, well, you're a personal injury law firm. You know what? We got some phone calls about people who had criminal cases that I just referred you a criminal case that have criminal problems, that have issues, and they're like, Fred, what do I do? And I say, I don't handle personal. I'm a personal injury lawyer, but here's Todd Cunin. So we're essential. There are issues. And I've had people literally call my husband's in the, my boyfriend. One was a, they claim they're husbands. I mean, husband and wife. Wait a minute, let me think.
Which is an odd way to end that sentence. My husband's in my boyfriend.
Wait, it was a boyfriend, but they've been husband and wife forever. They've been living together for so long.
Okay.
But they're not allowing her to come in to even visit them. It's only FaceTime. And it's just, you know, what can I do? How do I get a power of attorney? How do I take care of, I can't, you know, I've got to do some stuff for his accident. So that stuff, lawyers are essential to deal with the day-to-day issues that are going on.
Yeah, and my job, children's custody, you know, that and domestic violence. There's a lot in family law that is essential and involves constitutional rights.
Right. Interestingly enough, so in the jurisdiction I practice in, the court sent out a notice, and this is going throughout the country about how you deal with the criminal procedure, you know, time limits and all that. And essentially, if it's a misdemeanor case and there's a time waiver, which means nobody has demanded their right to a speedy trial, pretty much all those cases have been put off for 60 days. Just add 60 days to whatever your next court date is and show up then. That's in the jurisdiction I'm in. And others are doing different. Check with your own jurisdiction to find out when you need to go to court. But one of the exceptions to that, Denise, is what you're talking about, which are the family law cases where there's an emergency issue about whether or not a child needs to be placed temporarily here or there, or violent felonies or felonies where there are time waiver or no time waivers, people in custody. Because those time limits for a defendant don't get exonerated, don't get pulled away just because of the virus. They still exist.
Right.
I had an emergency hearing yesterday and appeared telephonically, and the judge was telephonic as well.
Right.
The only persons in the courtroom were the essential.
Wait, did the judge have his pants on?
Well, it was a she, so I hope she did.
Because there's these great videos going around of one woman taking her phone in for a company meeting in the toilet and setting her phone down, and then you're going to the bathroom in front of everyone, and another where a guy stood up when the meeting was over, and he had no trousers on or anything else. And the boss said, just a reminder, team, make sure you're fully clothed for our next meeting.
You know, it's interesting, too, in the court systems. You wonder what's going to, and again, again, I'm not convinced this is off law topic, which we do 855 Law Radio, if you want to call in 855 Law and Radio. But, you know, this is going to change our world. It's going to change our, I mean, things are going to be different, even in the court systems, where everything's got to be, by the way, the Supreme Court of California came out and said, by the way, you do not have to, you know, send your documents in via snail mail. You can just email them, basically, and that is service. And so now...
That's a huge change.
Yeah, that's huge.
Wow.
So instead of sending in, you know, okay, you got to do so many days of notice, 5 days after that if it's by mail, you just email it, and that's where it is.
I mean, I hate to say this, but technological advances are sometimes very difficult things for those who are already established in a profession to accept. Okay, so as new technology comes in, it's very difficult sometimes for folks that have been doing it for a long time to accept that. I remember when I was in law school, I was in law school in the mid-90s, and my professor in the legal research class saying, well, you know, there's this new thing out there called LexisNexis, you know, and that's a legal research tool now that everybody's familiar with. And Westlaw is doing the same thing, and they claim that they're going to be able to have all of these books online, and you'll be able to do some keyword search. But we don't think it's going to take off, so we're going to teach you how to do it the good old-fashioned way by researching in books, because they didn't want to accept the technology. Well, now nobody uses books. They all use online. And one of the other things that I saw was video conferencing in the criminal cases, having arraignments by video, doing conferences by video. It has been like pulling teeth to get jurisdictions to adopt that technology that would make things go so much more quickly. But, well, it's just not the way we do it. We got to have people in person. And if there is any silver lining to this coronavirus issue, it is that the necessity of having the video conference hopefully will lead to a more permanent practice of doing that down the road where, okay, we had to use the technology and we're going to keep it because now we are all convinced of how efficient it makes things.
It's funny because the law just changed recently, meaning the last few years, that you can have fax signatures and that's as good as an original signature, right?
Yeah.
Well, who has fax machines in today's world? Nobody.
Isn't that true?
It's the technology is way beyond the law. So the laws have to catch up a lot of times to the technology.
And some teachers are having difficulty adopting to Google Classroom or Zoom or whatever it is they want to use as far as a means of reaching out to their students. And yet, look at how much more efficient it is. You don't have to have a school building. You don't have to heat it. You don't have to cool it. You can just say, here's school. What an interesting concept, isn't it?
There are so many people that do the homeschooling option right now, but the parents are the ones responsible for getting the curriculum, and you have to meet with a teacher every once in a while to do this. Well, now I think what we're realizing is in a situation, assuming that people understand how to use the safety features on things like Zoom, which have apparently been suspect.
Yeah, they say be careful. You got to be careful.
Yeah, and most of those cases are because the user who set up the video chat didn't select certain things that actually prevent people from getting in. But regardless, I think now you're running into a situation where you could actually homeschool people in a public classroom setting, still via the public schools, by having a teacher that taught a certain number of students that all appeared via the video conferencing.
That's exactly right.
And you know, you get a kid who's shy, you got this, you got that, or whatever. People need to stay at home, you got issues. Kids who are homesick that miss out on lesson plans but can sit in front of a computer because if they can play video games, they can go to school. And now, I mean, it seems like that nut has been cracked.
But then you've got interaction problems.
You've got society.
Societal interaction issues.
Socialization, yeah.
Socialization, yeah. Kids don't know how to do that, and there's, you know,
because they're so good at it right now.
Yes. I always tell you the story. My son, who's in his mid-20s, I texted a girl out, went on a date, texted her. I said, oh, my gosh, a girl never go out with me if you ever, you know, just left a message for him, you know.
Yeah.
It's all going to change. We're going to talk about Call of Duty, the lawful... transgenders in sports. And we're going to talk about the latest laws on that. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk will continue in just a little bit. Stay right there. We will be back.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick Quest Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quest Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quest Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For a little bit of money just to clear up a problem with an immigration attorney. She said, how much do you need, sweetheart? He said, oh, maybe $7,000 ought to cover it, just the price of a lawyer.
Is that all?
She said, oh, lawyers are expensive. Anyway, that was okay.
But she's 6 feet away from him?
This is all done online.
Oh, okay.
And then about a month and a half later, she said, so, Ali, how's everything going? She said, oh, sad news. I need more money for my lawyer. How much? He said, how much? He said, $12,000. Then it was $15,000. And then finally it was $30,000. After which, this time, Abdallah said, I promise marriage. Give me this money. Soon as we'll get married, I promise you. She wired him the cash and waited and waited and waited some more. Every time she reached out to Ali Abdallah, like the Beatles song, no reply. She was wondering if she was hoodwinked, so she sought legal counsel. And I ask you, Mr. Kunin, case or no case?
Sure, ask the single guy.
Okay. Well, it's not likely going to happen to you.
It's not going to happen to me.
By the way, his stage name is what? Allah Abdul? That was actually Todd.
Ali Ashmore.
I have a conflict of interest here, Pat.
Yes. I cannot answer citing the Fifth Amendment. this is being recorded, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say that this is a case, and I will also say, well, this is a case and something was filed. So there's that. The hard part is to say what the outcome is, because my guess is that Mr. Abdallah, or whoever he is,
Ali Abdallah,
was never in the United States, was gone. This is what's called catfishing, where somebody creates an online persona, and they do that to defraud people out of money, and the two prime areas are dating and scams against the elderly. And the telltale sign is the wiring of money, and the reason they use that is because after 24 to 48 hours, you ain't never getting that money back. So that's gone. They want you to use Western Union all the time. So yes, case, and she doesn't recover because they're never able to track down who this individual really is.
Hmm. Interesting. Ms. Dirks, what say you?
Well, I think it could be a case of elder abuse. It could be a case of enforcing the marital contract, right? But the question is, does he have sufficient contacts to be sued in the United States if he is a foreign national and living in another country?
Great question.
The answer to that would be yes, because he availed himself of the Internet and actually did this act in our country. I think it's a really great scenario, and it's something that happens probably all the time, but there is no case.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Penny, what say you, case or no case?
Denise laid it out exactly what I was going to say. This is a scenario that happens all the time. This is not unusual, but let me tell you, this is not a case. It's just a scenario. Who are you bringing against? This guy lives in some place in the world that nobody even knows.
She thought he lived in this country.
Well,
she was under that impression.
That's what she thought.
Yeah,
but the thing is, there's no one to sue because it's all gone, and bye-bye. So, real scenario, no case. Todd, you're going to lose points again. Roll it, Cal. Tell us.
Well, all right. I'll tell you. Just a minute. I have to get my time card up first, so we don't have.
We have 4
time.
Minutes. So he holds time cards up at the window to tell us how much time we have.
Yes.
We have a clock we look at, and he holds the time cards up.
Yes,
4
I,
minutes.
I just want to make sure. So now here's the answer, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who said this was a case, that would be Todd, right? No, Todd. I'm sorry. This has been a tough day for Todd.
It is.
For those of you who say it is a scenario and no case, you are.
That's it. That's exactly right.
So good for you guys. Unfortunately, this kind of thing, Todd was right, this kind of catfishing does take place all too frequently. And too many people give up their money all too readily, claiming it's for lawyers. But here's the other thing. I'm convinced, based on every time I read about one of these, that people don't know how much a lawyer should cost them. They don't know what a reasonable price. If you're a criminal guy, somebody walks in the door. If you're free, how do you find that out? Is there some place where you can check to see if the numbers the lawyer asks for, are fair and or reasonable?
You kind of feel like that GM pricing at the mechanic shop where you go in and this should be a 5.5 hour job, and at $70 an hour, this is what it's going to cost you. That kind of thing.
Well, I don't know. At least approximately, say if we're doing this kind of case, this is what we normally would.
Well, I can answer that. So all lawyers are different. It depends upon a number of things. Where you are. In New York City, it's going to be more expensive than Burley, Idaho.
Sure.
I'll tell you right now.
Of course.
And by the specialty of the lawyer or not a specialty, what they do. And there's sometimes we'll do it for a flat fee. Some lawyers will do it by the hour. And it all depends on the jurisdiction. And so what you do is just check around. This lawyer's charging $250 an hour. This one charges $150. But then check to make sure that, you know, which lawyer is good. You talk to people. We have no problem. People always say, well, I'm going to check around with other lawyers. Oh, good. Check other lawyers. We think we're the best. Good luck.
Is it negotiable?
See, for us, somewhat, but I'm going to say we don't negotiate.
When you hire somebody to come in and do your plumbing or to do your tile or you know, your gardener or something like that, for the most part, your ability, the chemistry between the two, your ability to get along, feeling comfortable as far as that, the interpersonal relation, isn't that big of an issue. But in a criminal law sense, it is huge. In a family law and even a personal injury, it is huge. And so not just for the price, but for the ability to feel comfortable sharing a certain portion of your life with this person going forward, I would definitely say you got to talk to more than one because, you know, you got to feel comfortable.
Yeah, go ahead, Denise.
Well, I was just thinking in the family law setting, we have a unique arrangement where we can limit the scope of what we're doing in the representation. So that does make it more negotiable. Like somebody may not be able to retain for an entire case, but they can retain you for a hearing.
Right.
And, you know, and it's kind of piecework in a way. So that's something that's new exciting.
I want to point out before the end of the break is that I do it on a contingency basis. That's why you're like, oh, we're not negotiable. Well, we charge a percentage of whatever we win.
Yeah.
So that's simple. So generally, that I recall, I don't know, I got partners and other lawyers in my firm, to my knowledge.
But that's pretty easy to figure out.
Yeah,
that way. But I'm sure it can be confusing for some people.
When
they go, is that fair? $7,000 for an immigrant, is that fair? Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Who knows, right?
We'll be back. We're going to talk more about the issue of transgenders in sports.
Athletics.
Sports, yeah. Stick around. More Radio Law Talk, as Fred told you, is coming up. Please don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Top leaders in Congress made it clear there'll be another coronavirus rescue package amid the stark need for federal resources to fight the pandemic and the economic crisis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have started to outline fresh priorities, signaling a potential thaw to the sniping and an opportunity for renewed bipartisan ground. McConnell said in an interview with the Associated Press, there will absolutely
be a next measure and said that health care must be at the top of the list. McConnell said Congress should focus on correcting any shortcomings in the just-passed $2.2 trillion aid bill and rely on health care experts for solutions to wipe out the virus. Nancy Pelosi said the next coronavirus aid bill should continue to build on the bipartisan relief bills that Congress has passed so far. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Hey, Cal, do we have that phone number to tell on people that aren't following the rules of coronavirus? I see four dogs out there within 6 feet of one another. Do we have that number I could call really quick?
Yes, I'll get it for you right away.
I'll email and make sure the police come out here. Those, I think they're like 5.5 feet away. In Arizona, we're going to talk about a bill that was just passed. But before that, on Radio Law Talk, we've always talked about the latest trends in sports. And one issue that has come up in Connecticut that we talked about a few weeks back was where some girls had brought a lawsuit saying that transgenders that are racing in their track and field are winning all the races, and it's unconstitutional, not proper to have them compete because it's not fair. Well, the interesting thing is these two transgender athletes had won almost all of the state championship titles, like 16 of them. I don't have the stats. Go back to our – we had the stats. I don't have it in front of me. 16 or 17 titles between the two, and then as soon as the lawsuit was brought, the very next championship race, one of the girls won, and they took second and third. I thought that was kind of interesting. But but what's happening is now it's starting – the trend is starting to push across now the West, and in Arizona and Idaho, some interesting things have happened where the governor and the representatives are taking action. Todd, tell about Arizona first, then Idaho.
Yeah, so Arizona, the legislature in Arizona has passed a bill. I don't believe it's been signed by the governor yet, but I would imagine it would, given the way that state is typically leaned. But the bill is to prevent transgender athletes from participating in sports outside of their bio. So the transgender male to female could not now participate in women's sports because physiologically they're male as far as that's concerned. Now, that is Arizona, where it's passed in the legislature but hasn't been signed. Idaho has gone a step further. Idaho, that's actually been signed by the governor and has become the law in Idaho prohibiting the participation in sports by transgender athletes outside of their biological designation. Now, the interesting thing to me, getting back to Connecticut really quick,
yes,
is that the argument made to allow transgender athletes to participate in sports outside their gender has been made and justified under Title IX, which is the equality providing equal funding essentially for women's sports that they do for men's sports generally. There are a lot of different ways to explain that. That's just a very general explanation. And the United States Department of Justice has filed a brief in the Connecticut case in support of the teenage girls, essentially arguing that to claim that Title IX requires allowing the transgender athletes to participate outside their biological designation actually turns Title IX on its head. And that stands for the exact opposite proposition of Title IX. And the point that they make here is Title IX was to allow female athletes with a different biology to be able to participate in as many sports as males could participate correspondingly. And when you allow...
And the money had to be equal.
That's under right. Equal facilities, right. And equal money.
Equal
right.
Stuff. Yeah.
But when you allow a biological male who psychologically identifies as a female to participate in women's sports, it actually undermines the whole purpose behind Title IX, which was to allow women a venue to participate in the same sports, even though their abilities were different than men. And so I thought that was an interesting argument, and the fact that the USDOJ stepped in to file that brief in support of it means that they're going to get the weight of the U.S. government behind them, the plaintiffs are in that case.
Right, and specifically they also said that the term sex in Title IX did not include gender identity. It was limited to that term sex as a gender, but not necessarily the identity of a gender. And that was really an important distinction, and that's how they felt that
it's a playing field.
Whatever. It was just wrong and completely wrong.
Now, the interesting thing about that specific definition is, on a different front, in employer discrimination suits, the EEOC has taken the position that the terms sex, for purposes of discriminating based upon sex, does include gender identity. So you've got, why does it mean something in the employment realm, but it doesn't mean something in the athletics realm? And this is one of those issues. We talk about this all the time, where an issue will make it up to the Supreme Court, and they will ultimately hear it because there are conflicting ways to interpret it. And I see this setting up that stage.
I think that's really great.
But here's the issue they're arguing is what happens is then women or girls are denied critical educational and financial opportunities because they're not going to get scholarships. They're not. If that transgenders were allowed in college too, then okay, you're a fifth place runner, or you don't play basketball as well as the transgenders that are playing in that sport, in the women's sport. Then they're saying it's not equal. We're not going to be able to get our scholarships.
Because a transgender has a biological advantage is basically what is coming
up. That's
right.
Right?
To a certain exactly extent, right. I see just my opinion here. I see a bit of hypocrisy in the sense that if you go back to the late 90s when you had the entire steroids issue in baseball, and right now there are guys that were the best baseball players ever, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, and they can't get into the Hall of Fame even though they were head and shoulders above the rest, because there's this asterisk that they had help because of a substance that increased their physical capabilities. That's the allegation, and so they should not be allowed in, and they should be barred, and everybody says that the whole steroid zero, there should be asterisks on all the records and everything like that. And yet, seems to be looking the other way or advocating for somebody who is biologically different to participate in female sports. And if you take a woman, biologically female, and you let her take steroids and hormone replacements so that her biology can become the same level of hormones, testosterone, as a transgender individual running in the same race, you're going to say she's violating the rules because she took steroids, whereas the other person's not? That doesn't make sense to me.
You're saying that the steroids equal the playing field?
I'm saying that if steroids are going to make the taint happen to baseball, then it's got to be viewed here as well.
Well, we got to throw on the side of transgender side. The ACLU in Arizona came out and basically said transgender girls are girls and transgender boys are boys. Students participate in sports for the same reasons that other students do. They want to enjoy the activities, challenge themselves, and be part of a team. So they're saying this is wrong. It should not. They should be allowed to participate in girls' women's sports.
Where I see this going is
Supreme Court.
A deviation ultimately from sports based upon differentiation of sports based upon male and female, and having it just be open competition based upon certain biological levels of chemistry in your body,
the Olympics.
My wife said this, and she goes, why don't they just have a transgender division? But the problem with that is they're arguing, well, then you're separating us and making us
that's right.
separate but equal.
That's right.
I know, though, separating us from where we should be and not really calling us a woman, which we want to be called a woman.
Because sports are already separate but equal. You've got the boys and you've got the girls, and they're separate and they're supposed to be equal. So it's a difficult situation.
Let's take wrestling and boxing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we'd have men and women, but you still have weight class. Because you want to make it fair. People of a certain weight can compete the same way against other folks. And so you have classes there. I see it coming down to classes based upon hormone level.
Well,
this is strict construction, too. This is where they're actually going back to 1972 when Title IX was enforced and became law. And they're looking at what was the definition of sex back then. And they viewed it as it is biological sex. So I thought that was an interesting thing, too.
X and Y. X and Y chromosome. Very
exactly.
simple.
So a really quick thing. I just want to talk about, I know we want to talk about Call of Duty, Meghan Markle. We're going to talk about that and the Laughlin case. But we have 1 minute, but really quick. Just to let you know, Mandy Moore, apparently a number of Mandy Moore and other celebrities are using or have used pictures from paparazzi on their Twitter, Instagram page, and they're being sued for trademark infringement, and that's going on. Yeah, copyright. And so what's going on right now, Mandy Moore is being sued. A number of other of them have been sued, celebrities. So whatever it is.
Todd, be careful.
Yeah. You can't. Apparently you can't use a picture of you that someone else took.
Well, the one that she used actually had the copyright symbol on the bottom with the photographer's name in it. So if you're going to use one, don't use those.
But just because he claimed it, it's still her face. That's a weird area of the law for me. It's a strange area.
We're going to be back. We're going to talk more.
Stay tuned as I just basically irritate Fred Moore. Wait, there's more coming up of Radio Law Talk right after this. Hold on.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Oh, stop it.
Are you serious?
Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
If you only hear us talking during the break, we go over some really interesting things. We have to talk about it right now, but we're talking about the Laughlin case, and that is the famous college scandal where some parents have admitted that they have used money to get their kids in college improperly with this Mr. Singer, who would go around and say, I can represent your family and your children to get into the top schools, and he helps them do it. Now, Laughlin's argument is as follows, and we already discussed this weeks ago, where there was documentation that was very important, that what they were arguing was attorney-client privilege, that was Ms. Laughlin, that where Mr. Singer, who was the instigator of this whole thing, really didn't tell. He insinuated he didn't tell Ms. Laughlin or those parents that he was going to illegally use that money to get them in college. They thought they were just donating to the college, right?
They thought it was a charity and a charitable donation.
Right.
So they thought they were donating to a charity and they were doing a charitable donation to the school.
Right.
Yeah, and in looking at all this, and the reason we're talking about this is because the Laughlins have filed, Laughlins and other defendants in the lawsuit have recently filed at least two separate motions or grounds, stating two separate grounds in separate motions for why the case should be dismissed. And obviously there's a trial set for October. The first ground that they cite, and Denise, this is one that you and I had talked about, is the grounds that the jurisdiction in Massachusetts is not appropriate.
Yeah, right? The venue specifically.
The venue is not appropriate. So this should be dismissed in Massachusetts. And what was the basis for that?
The basis is because none of the defendants have connections to Massachusetts. None of the defendants, that includes Singer, none of the acts happened in Massachusetts. All the evidence is outside of Massachusetts. And so they don't have what is called normal venue type of jurisdiction over these defendants. And the only thing that happened in Massachusetts was after the police became involved, the FBI actually became involved, they started to investigate, and they got Singer to make some phone calls that initiated the Massachusetts contact. Otherwise, there's no other contact. So the argument is, how can the investigators or prosecutors create jurisdiction over all these people that have no connection to Massachusetts by merely making him do phone calls to these defendants and try to set him up? That's basically the argument.
Cal.
Yeah. We just had a friend from Alaska who called last week and said, how do I not get my stimulus check?
Oh, yes.
He said, I decided to just shut down my checking account so they can't deliver it there. I said, well, what if they send you one? He said, I'll send it back. And remember, I said, well, he doesn't need that. He gets the Alaska dividend.
Yeah.
He said, he sent the last five of them back. He said, I don't need the money. It's okay with me. I don't need. He said, I've got a good job.
Wow.
I'm working. I like that he has a sense of pride in who he is and what he does.
Yes.
And I like that. I admire that. So,
yeah.
Well, so the thing about jurisdiction here, I remember when I was a kid watching the Dukes of Hazzard, and they're always trying to get to the county line, because if they did, then Roscoe P. Coltrane didn't have jurisdiction, couldn't follow him through. And that doesn't really work. Okay, because if anybody has jurisdiction, if it starts in one jurisdiction and moves to the other, then either jurisdiction has it. And when it comes to jurisdiction about racketeering and fraud and mail fraud like we have here, any location where communication or anything related to the events occurred, whether it's before or after police involvement, anywhere is going to give jurisdiction in that location to prosecute the offense.
And you're talking in this specific case in personam jurisdiction, right? You're talking about having jurisdiction, the court having jurisdiction over the person.
Yeah,
and Singer's not a defendant in this case.
Well, he's not. This is a little different because it's a criminal case. But the fact is,
and a little boring.
No, I get it.
But the fact is, that
now fall asleep. Get to it.
Money that was paid was cashed in Massachusetts banks. One of the schools was Boston College that was involved in this. And because all the defendants are being charged together, which is what the government usually does, they charge a bunch of defendants together so they can expand their jurisdiction. The better claim that they have, I feel, is their other claim that she should be dismissed based upon misconduct.
Yeah, the misconduct.
Let's talk about Ms. Markle.
Okay.
So this is what I want to talk about: Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yeah.
So they're in L.A.
You
now.
You brought it up.
I know I brought it up. No, I'm not telling you, but it's good. Listen, here's what's interesting. We're bored. Cal and I are both. Cal, were you not bored? This is getting boring.
I have to say, it took a turn toward the snooze. And just
that's exactly right. I felt it going. It's like we're losing it, guys.
Yeah.
But here's seriously, think about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Meghan is a United States citizen, and now they're moving to L.A.
They moved.
And by the way, she did a Disney promo.
That's right, on elephants. She's not a promo. It's like a documentary.
A voiceover.
Right.
She's
a voiceover.
Yeah, so what's going to happen now, which is so interesting, is we talk about immigration reform. Is Prince Harry going to get in here?
Yeah.
Is he going to allow
him
to be in? She has to, because they're married, right?
Correct.
She has to fill the proper paperwork out to have him get his green card.
Correct.
Now, let me tell you a quick story. My mother-in-law and father-in-law are from Canada, and my father-in-law became a citizen of the United States, and my mother-in-law received her green card in the 50s. And when she passed away, wonderful mother-in-law, in her late 90s, just before that, and I believe her early 80s, she finally became a citizen and got sworn in.
How cool.
And she had her green card since the 1950s.
Wow.
Right,
that,
so Meghan Markle's going to have to sponsor Prince. So there's really three options for him to get a green card. He can sponsor himself in the extraordinary ability category.
What's that mean?
That means that he's got
ability.
He's
the prince.
Well, he's got abilities that are above just normal abilities. He,
right.
You know, he does a lot of charities. He does all this type of stuff.
You know, computer programming.
Yes.
Yeah, our First Lady got her green card based on the same thing.
Right.
Our first.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Yeah, that's right. Yeah, way back when.
I know. I saw the pictures.
Right. Oh man.
Extraordinary.
Oh, okay.
No social distancing there.
Oh my gosh. So Megan can also sponsor
it's getting
him,
late.
Or a U.S. entity can sponsor him. Right.
Which means like what?
He. That means that
Disney they, could.
Disney
yeah.
could or something.
Yes.
Huh.
Yes. Or was you know. Silicon Valley, somebody from there, some company from there, you know.
Yeah, they're not going to make any money while they're here in L.A. They didn't come here to make money, no.
But, and he's not going to become a citizen because he'd have to
give up his
British citizenship. That's why it's so unusual that they left Canada to come here. Because in Canada,
he left Canada.
They moved initially to Canada.
Oh, did they? I didn't know that.
They did. Because Canada's still part of the U.K.
That's
so
true.
He could work there without any problems. But Megan had a hard time to work there. Right?
And Megan knows they're going to make some money.
Well, Megan can make a lot of money.
A lot. Yeah.
Doesn't Megan Markle have dual citizenship with U.S. and Canada?
You can.
No,
I mean,
she does not.
Under U.S. law, theoretically, you cannot. Is that not correct? I don't think you can.
No,
if you are not a natural citizen, then you take on as a citizen. You have to
denounce
other citizens.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
All I got to say
is... But if you're a natural citizen, then potentially you can.
Okay. All I got to say is one thing, and I'm happy that... K-Bar from Burley, Idaho, is now one of our new affiliates.
Darn right.
We're going to have some great times coming up with K-Bar and Burley, Idaho. Almost as much fun as the Amargosa Valley in Nevada. We love our affiliates. Thank you for joining us. Remember, call us at 800-855-LAW-RADIO. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Send us an email at info@radiolawtalk.com. But here's the most important part of our 3 hours, Cal.
Now it's time for Quick Takes, our quick-thinking lawyer's quick takes on the topics addressed today. Mr. Kunin, I presume you have a quick take.
I do, and actually I'm changing mine, Denise. I'm going to talk about Prince Harry. The biggest reason that Prince Harry is not going to seek U.S. citizenship is that he doesn't want to get sent to a detention center on the border.
Oh, nice. Denise, you have a quick take?
We on Radio Law Talk used to be concerned with the law and state and judicial immunity. Now, all we care about is whether or not we have strong immunity to coronavirus.
Oh, very nice.
Hey, let's roll on that one.
Good one.
If you're a new lawyer and looking for a new area of law to practice, hop on the representation of grandma and grandpas who are talking within 5.5 feet from each other and being arrested. Forget the rapists and sex offenders or being let out of jail. We'll be back. Thanks for joining us. This is all jokes, just so you know, those of you.
Thanks, folks. See you next time.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.